Hola, mi amigos. ¿Qué pasa?
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Muy bien.
Muy bien. And no, you haven't reached the Evolutionary Energy Arts EEA channel in Spanish. We don't have that yet.
But we're clearly working on it.
Clearly. In between things. And anyway, please do subscribe both channels as EE Arts, we're at 18,100 subscribers, and we know they throw lead weights all over the channels that they don't like.
They do.
They absolutely do. And Evolutionary Energy Arts, we're for 4 years now. We've been at 66.5, 66.6 thousand subscribers as the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh.
As it pleases.
Yes, and again, we have to define that Lord, because which are we talking about?
I don't know.
Details, details, details. Let's listen to Mr. Gates, who, by the way, again, has bought up a ton of farmland. He is the largest private landowner as far as farmland owner in the U.S. There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. Is it going to be farmed? Probably not. If it was, would it be organic? I would think definitely not. I would lay the biggest odds on that part of it. It has another purpose, and many people know this purpose. Let us listen.
He's making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion. He's making.
Yeah, so again, talking at the G20, him and Klaus and so many others, talking, making decisions for the masses, as they say, the idea of death panels, keeping poor and sick people alive for a few extra months. Well, what if you didn't do that? What if you let them go? And maybe, again, we've seen the WF talk about helping people escape this 3D reality. And at a certain point in time, hey, you've had 70 good years. Should be happy with that. And yet, I don't know how old Bill is, Christine Lagarde and these other people, Klaus, they've had good long lives, haven't they? They should be happy with what they have. Yep, Bill is terrified of death. This is what we can see. He doesn't like, no, he's terrified of the natural order of things.
And not to mention, these are the ones who have put so many medical systems in place to help people reach their demise even quicker. Because if we look at the way they do things in the medical world, it doesn't work out very well.
Yeah, how many ouchies did your kids get? How many ouchies has the Pfizer CEO's kids got, family members got? Again, we understand it's about what they say, not what they do. And we've seen Yuval Noah Harari, who is one of the spokespeople of the WEF. Humans are now hackable animals. The whole idea that humans have this soul or spirit, and nobody knows what's happening inside them, and they have free will. That's over. That's what they think. That's what they think. We were just talking about basically this when we go over to evolutionary. We were talking about the reality behind the zombie apocalypse, human hacking, HACing, adding a 47th chromosome. Yeah, it's all out there. Everything is right out there in print. And what else is out there is people. And people are waking up as we look at Mexico. This is a protest going on against Mexico's president's electoral reform plan. And again, we are going to get demonized for this video. They have effectively taken away pretty much all income for the most part from any sort of, anything we used to get in the revenue. Again, they giveth and they taketh. And they plan on taking everything. But we see people out in Madrid, Spain. And this is again why we started with the Spanish language, of course. When we look at the masses of people out there. Now here, they're protesting over a failed health system, the result of firing tens of thousands of staff over certain dates for men, crippled economy, again, you know, the war. All this is adding up. People are fed up. Look to Brazil. They're not giving up. They're not walking away quietly into the night, accepting, you know, what they are being given as the results. And of course, you know, the MSM doesn't want you to recognize that people are waking up all over this globe. And, you know, being, well, we'll share with you that, I mean, the guides have said that just even the little work that we've done has opened up minds to the point where it's creating new possibility and literally new worlds. Every mind that you can open up, it is equaling a new potential world for that person. Think of it in that way. Think of it also as this is a long-term investment that we are making right now for the future by not just going quietly into the night, by pointing out the obvious for those that are not sleepwalking, you know, through their lives.
Mm-hmm. And you know, pointing out what is for so many people so that they have the option, if they so choose, to step out from in front of the train, you know, step out from in front of that locomotive. But people don't even know to do that unless the information is out there. And the information, it is not easy to get out there. So your guys' support in every way, shape, or form is very much appreciated. And really, it builds. It's like a snowball effect. We all just have to keep working together.
And this is from the Regen Network. And you see, we are excited. This is actually like a year old tweet. We are excited about the Klima DAO launch today on Oxpolygon. We have worked hard to deliver hundreds of thousands of carbon credits for Klima's Black Hole for Carbon, effectively creating a carbon-backed digital currency. And then we look at what they're recommending on the right here, you know, as far as things to follow, which we might as well because we're following this topic. Okay, introducing carbon-backed cryptocurrency. Go carbon neutral. You know, again, buy, sell, and retire on basically getting your carbon credits. Global and sustainable Web3 infrastructure built on Ethereum. Carbon neutral, carbon credits, carbon negative. Carbon. We are a carbon-based life form. We have been, but we're actually going to a crystalline base. So what do they want again? Well, here's another part of those little secrets. You know, they want to keep us with them because, you know, they're introducing this carbon-based system. Well, that's the past. We're going into a crystalline-based reality. They want you accepting the past. They want you locked into their system. They don't want to lose you. As much as you might think that they don't, you know, value you, they do as an asset. As one of the sheep in the flock. Bank Outlook 2023. It's going to be a pivotal year. 2023 is a year of massive transition. It's a big step ahead, and it's also a big wake-up call for humanity that we are tiptoeing up to the cliff. This is when you're looking at that cliff, and if you're looking over and you don't notice the guy behind you, he might push you over that cliff. This is where we're at right now. So financial institutions, supervisors preparing for the crypto and stablecoin regulatory framework next year comes into force in 2024. Ah, 2024, April 2024, we get the second part of that eclipse. You know, 2023, August of 2023 is a key date, if I'm remembering correctly. And my 57-year-old brain, I think, is functioning well enough to remember that. That was a key date also when the, in the Pluto return of the U.S., there was three key dates. And again, everything is culminating in 2024. 2025, we are coming into a new reality. Now, it might even be the beginning of two new realities. And I do think it's going to kind of be that way. Those that go along and say, you know, that they're going to be sheeple or zombies for life, and perhaps multiple lives, they're going to have made their decisions to the degree where it's going to get harder and harder to climb out of that hole, that big pit, that chasm. And then those that have decided, no matter what, they will not go along with the system, no matter what. There will be enough of a splitting in the road so that we will get a better framework of that path that's going to lead to freedom as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, the path is definitely splitting up. It's a lot easier when you understand how things are splitting up and what you need to do for you. Right now, it is so critical, so important that we learn to heal our emotional wounds, because they are really banking on that, that emotionally they can pull you into a system that's going to say, here, take this pill, take that pill, this is going to make you better. And guess what? It's also going to tie you to their mainframe. And it's horrible. That's horrible. We are turning to crystalline based beings. Locking into that crystalline grid is very, very, very important right now. And doing that is going to allow you to make that split.
And I love how she used that pun on words. They are banking on it.
She didn't
even catch it. I mean,
didn't even catch it, guys.
That was great. So you have Christine Lagarde saying European Commission set to release a legislative proposal defining the digital euro's legal tender status soon and determine its privacy features in the near future. Yeah, again, we're looking at that timeline. We're right here, guys. We are right at this timeline. So this was the MICA legislation, which is the Markets in Crypto Assets Bill, was introduced in 2020, aims to provide a regulatory framework for digital assets for member states in the EU by 2025. Again, 2025. Remember those DEAGEL numbers? Of course, it's a lot easier to manage if there's a lot less people around, again. EU-wide regulatory framework that will grant passporting rights for crypto firm working across the continent and much, much more. But what is all going to be tied to this is a big question. So again, there's going to be a euro experiment getting launched, a digital euro. We're so close to this. We are so, so close to this. Again, this is going to be the time frame where we start to... They are hoping that we're going to start to accept this. WEF launches digital currency project to reward climate action. You know, climate action's part of it. It's part of it. It's really to control behavior in every way, shape, and form. Ultimately, control behavior and eventually control even the thoughts themselves. Klaus has said this. It's going to be 2030. And he'll be addressing a group of people out there in the audience. There might be thousands of people. He'll know what they're feeling because you all got a chip in your brain. He said this in his own words. You cannot make this up. And again, the chip is going to be implanted in you. I mean, we've talked about this in CONS piracy circles for 30 years or more. And yet it's right here, right now, and about to become a very, very real reality. And it will, it's going to manifest. It's too late to stop it manifesting. But again, it's not too late to stop yourself from acquiring your own personal freedom and finding others that want to find alternatives. So there's a coalition, includes 30 different groups and institutions merged to investigate how to leverage Web3 tech like cryptocurrencies and blockchain to help the world become carbon neutral. And carbon neutral, again, it's just control. It's just about control. And we understand this. We understand this. Oh, look at this little bit here. Scientists say cutting out just 1.8% of the sun's rays would fully reverse global warming. We know that the rays from the sun are what's triggering our evolution and also triggering the reacquiring of these other senses that you might call extrasensory perception. This is why they're blocking out the sun. And yeah, you know, we might catch on. Decades ago, you might have caught on because you knew that there were things being put up in those clouds. And maybe you figured, well, you know, they always talk about global warming. What's in those things? Well, they say over here there's aluminum and barium they found. Okay, well, those are reflective, right? Yeah. So that would reduce global warming. That's why they're doing it, right? Yeah, that's why they're doing it. And then you see the health effects on people. Well, you know, not good health effects. Yeah, but you know how the politicians are. We know how the corporations are. They don't put health first and foremost. That's pretty obvious to the masses. But then you start looking even deeper and deeper. And now we can understand there's so many different layers to this. But ultimately, the thing they fear the most is you being turned on fully. Fully equipped with all your senses. That's the last thing they want.
Mm. And that's something that's really quite tricky too, because once you are turned on, your lights turned on, all of a sudden you have all these extra perceptions and we're not sure what to do with them. And they deliberately keep that out of our education system, because if somebody is saying, well, you know, there's this little being over there, mommy, daddy, there's a little guy over there watching us. Well, the first thing they're going to do is take that child in and get them to a doctor right away. And that's the system that we have been set up with. And it does make a lot of people very uncomfortable when you're one that can see and perceive these other entities. So it's still not fully accepted in the mainstream world that we live in. So as we wake up, to me, it's like we do have to be cautious and careful, but we shouldn't have to be. I'm not saying I agree with it. We should be able to be free with our words, and we should be able to talk to other people normally about what we are perceiving. Unfortunately, we're not in a world like that. But these things are going to get turned on whether we want them to or not. And if you're understanding what's going on, then you're going to be able to make the right decisions and have your light body turned on in such a way that it's just turned on, and now you have all these perceptions, and it's okay. You know, you're not going to freak out all of your family. It's just going to be something that you'll move into. Okay, you have all these perceptions. Now you can look out into the world. You can watch TV. You can talk to people. And you really know what's behind that energy, because you see more than just one layer of energy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, they've used all sorts of tools over the years. They've used all sorts of tools in order to control humanity and to control people that had these abilities. This is the one thing they are just paranoid about, is people that are awake. Look, we got one that can see. Remember Rowdy Piper? And they live, you know, again, there's so much truth given to us in the cinema. You know, when you think about lobotomy and lobotomizing, like people that are schizophrenic and so many other quote-unquote diseases. Oh, they're hearing voices. They're seeing things. Okay, well, all we got to do is lobotomize them. They'll be just fine. Just fine. And of course, you know, again, when we had the Inquisition, they either burned, draw, and quarter, boil in oil. The Inquisition killed untold people for being a heretic and not, quote-unquote, following the one true faith. And you wonder why we are always harping on this. How many witches were burnt at the stake? Again, you know, it's all about controlling people that know that the official version of reality is not right, because they can perceive beings that are not visible with two physical eyes for most people. But there are people that can see beings, you know, such as spirits of humans that have passed on, and many can, and in these times more and more every single day. So this is why the persecution happened. This is why the persecution happened to all the Native Americans. This is really why the European conquests were. They used humanity as a tool. They used greed. They get behind one tribe per se. And so in this case, they took the European culture. And again, when we look back at the Roman Empire, it just morphed. And then we have the British Empire. And then we had the American Empire. And now we're going to have, you know, basically the CCP enforcement of the, whatever you want to call it, empire that is to come, the NWO that is going to be the new manifestation. It's always jumping to a new tribe to put up at the head of things to be the new outward appearance of a power structure. But in reality, the controllers control everything from the shadows. And that control is through the belief system and the monetary system primarily. Those are the major things. And they are also getting us to, you know, accept those people that think that there's no way out of this. This is God's divine punishment. You're manifesting this. You are literally manifesting your worst desire. Because we are all co-manifestors in this. But again, if we have two-thirds of the world looking through a certain framework, and you expect an apocalypse Armageddon, and then we shall certainly get it, is when we're expecting it. And when they've also been the ones to give it to us in the first place, and they've given us the framework, they know every chapter because they've written every chapter.
So we're going through a lot. Emotionally, people are changing. So when your light body is being turned on, understand that this is actually changing your hormones. It's changing the way you approach things. It's changing what you can actually tolerate as you move into alignment with highest self or even higher self. And your guides come in, you start to change the way you feel about certain things, and you're just not going to tolerate other things any longer. They definitely don't want that. They want people just to go to work, get up, go to work every day, deal with it, pay all of these bills, do all of these things that are extremely irritating, go with people in social circles that you cannot, you know, vibe with, for lack of a better word, and just do what the mainstream wants. And less people are going to be able to do that. So very important to heal and help ourselves move into alignment in a soft, gentle way.
So we see this tweet. European Central Bank has proposed the digital euro have the following features. Users be allowed to spend no more than 50 euros per transaction. Wow. Can you imagine having to get special approval? Oh, sweetie, I really had my eye on that one guitar, but we don't have the carbon credits, or, you know, we'd have to get special approval for a Christmas present, so I guess it ain't going to happen. Users have a maximum monthly spending limit of 1,000 euros. Users have a limit of 50 transactions per month. Users have a limit of digital euro holdings, maximum of 3,000 euros. Be programmable, so governments or central banks can impose spending restrictions at any time. Now, of course, that's obviously going to be tied into your social credit score. Can only be spent at government-approved merchants. So again, and they're going to be telling you what you can actually eat as well. Well, you've gone over your allotment of crickets. It's on to mealworms.
Yeah, definitely.
Be programmed to expire within a certain amount of time. So think about that too. This is part of it. You cannot save up for something. This is slavery. This is complete slavery. This is the end of any sort of semblance of freedom. This is accepting that you are a slave to the state. There's no other way to look at this. There's no way out of this system. This is just, in other words, you're not going to own anything. You won't even really own the shirt on your back or your underwear or your socks. When something wears out, yeah, if you have the credits, you could get a new one. But you're going to be leasing everything. You're not building towards anything. In other words, you're a slave. There's no other way to look at this.
You know, it makes me think of when you cannot save anything or you can't store anything. It just reminds me of those parts in the Bible where they say the manna from heaven, only get what your allotment is for that day and don't get any more.
Labor revives ID cards idea to help control immigration. Again, the immigration, migration, open border thing is another tool that's being used and will be used to totally restructure the system, as, you know, everybody will get used to, you know, having your eventually implantable ID. So as we see, imagine if we all had a digital ID, digital currency, carbon credits, hackers would have a field day. Many people could easily lose everything. We must say no to the digital hell. Yeah, it's right in our faces. And yet we are waking up. We are waking up. And as you see this WEF, well, sort of. The plan is working. Flood Britain with illegals to make the public want it. Attach social credit scores to ID. Attach carbon credit. Attach digital currency. Make your universal basic income dependent on social and carbon credits paid via digital currency. 100% absolute control. 100% absolute control. Zero freedom. Everything will be connected to the technologies that will be coming out. That will eventually change, again, Homo sapiens into something different. We're going down two different paths, and you're going to have those that choose to stay organic and are going to get the upgrades from source, from the creator of this particular universe, and they're going to become something much more than what has been human in the Dark Age in a real positive manner, and then you're going to get the other side, the sheeple that basically become just working zombie slaves.
Mm-hmm. These beings that allow this, it's not a part of life and living that I want to be in. You know, right now, while we have choices to eat organic, while we have choices to work on stepping out of the system, I think that's what we need to do. And there's a whole lot of things that we can do to bring ourselves to a healthier space. So when it is time to get out of this system and like live off the land, we're going to be able to do that. There's an awful lot of reading to do. There's a lot of learning to do. There's a lot of simple things like, you know, your indoor house plants. How happy are they? What have you learned just to keep your regular house plants happy? All of that can be translated out on a farm. All of that can be translated to create a whole new way of living. And I think the time is now when we have to look at what can we learn? What can we absorb now? What can we do right now? So when those changes are afoot, we're right here.
And as she says that, I'm looking at the tomato and pepper plants that are about 4 feet tall in the window, and they have peppers and tomatoes on them right now. And here we are. It was last night, I think, below freezing, and I think it's going to be about freezing again. So, you know, you can fit anything in anywhere when you prioritize it. It's a matter of structuring your priorities. So as always, guys, much love. God bless. And again, thank you for your support. We can't do it without you. Namaste.
Namaste.